This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling. It's Thursday morning with the Eagles. They've got a new offensive coordinator. Stop the presses. Seems like it happens every year. New play caller. Seems like it happens every year. Let's hope it works out better than Brian Johnson. Let's hope it works out as well as it did with Kellen Moore when they won the Super Bowl. Look, we'll get into it today. A lot to discuss with the Eagles as they make the transition from one to another. Both the combine and free agency coming up. Phillies, of course, with spring training. Season starts in about a month. Sixers back at it tonight after what felt like a long All-Star break. Hopefully they can crank something up, unless you want them to tank, which many people do. We'll talk about it all today at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe.
Good morning there, Johnny.
Hello. According to the Bosley Hair Transplant Company, the average person has about 250 hairs per eyebrow.
250 hairs per eyebrow.
But
I would have thought higher.
I agree with you. But there's a stipulation that says those who have never plucked, some brows that have been unplucked for their entire lives could have as many as 1,100 total hairs.
That makes more sense.
Like Anthony Davis and Burt.
Probably like Anthony Davis. And Anthony Davis being like 7'2", that also seems like it would help also because there's just more
surface area.
There is more surface area. Tis true, John. Man. You know what's also true? Pitullo. Yeah, whoever he is. He's the guy now.
I mean, he's been here for 4 years or whatever.
He's one of those, we've always heard his names, but who knows who the heck he is.
I just found out what he looked like yesterday when they put his image on social media.
That's my boy.
Right. You know, he's been here 4 years. I've never seen him.
So let's get to it here. We got some really good audio to play for you of both Pitullo talking about what his role has been. Jalen Hurts, when asked prior to Pitullo getting the job, his thoughts about if, you know, Pitullo could get the job.
I didn't think he was an option because of what Jalen said.
Sirianni talking about Pitullo prior to Pitullo. So we're going to get to all that audio, and we'll do it shortly. John Ritchie, your thoughts on the transition yet again.
Yeah.
This will, by the way, be, I believe, the fifth different play caller in what will now be 5 years under Sirianni, which is incredible with Jalen Hurts. John Pitullo is the guy. What do you think? And again, everyone at 215-592-9494. I know it's not the easiest thing to answer because we don't really know. I mean, who knows what this guy really got?
Let's go back to the fact.
But what do you think, John?
Let's go back to the fact that this is a problem that we have a new offensive coordinator every year.
So
this
fundamentally,
is not
that bothers
optimal.
You. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And the reason we have this problem is our original plan was we hired Nick Sirianni to call the plays as well as be the head coach, and that changed. And I'm fine with that, in that he's awesome at this new role. Clearly, the guys respond to him in this new role. But it really stinks that because he is not a play caller, we have to go find a play caller every year. That is such a major flaw in this plan. This is something that Howie did not foresee. And it is a failure in the system. It is the blemish right now in what we've got to work with. I like that concepts and language stays the same with Kevin Petullo being the offensive coordinator. I do not like that when Jalen was asked about Kevin Petullo last week, he basically said, nope. Well, he didn't go as far as to say it, because I think he sort of cut himself off before going that far. But it was, no, Kevin Petullo hasn't called plays before. He would be doing something in a different capacity.
It was noticeable the way he answered that question. Before we go further, let's listen to his answer. Let's give everyone a chance to listen to how Jalen Hurts addressed this. This was prior to Petullo getting the gig, when Hurts was asked about the possibility of Petullo getting the gig. Let's listen to what Jalen Hurts said.
He said continuity, Kevin Petullo potentially could be a candidate. You know him and work with him. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that idea?
Yeah. Kevin Petullo's never been he'd have a different role. So it's hard to compare, you know, that role to this role, because his job is going to demand something totally different of him. And I have a lot of confidence in him and what he's shown. However, I know, you know, over the years I've learned that's out of my jurisdiction. And so kind of just taking things as they come and try and go out there and be the best I can be and just learn and evolve.
That answer concern you, John?
Absolutely. I'd like some more background. I do think that the team deserves a lot of benefit of the doubt.
I agree with that.
But why didn't Jalen seem to think that Kevin Petullo was ready? Because he didn't finish the sentences. We kind of are guessing as to what he was going to say.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I think it was that he has not been a play caller, because he has never been a play caller. And we know that when we've hired in that fashion in the past, it didn't work out the greatest. It was a one-year thing.
Yeah.
Brian Johnson was the childhood friend who couldn't have seemed further from the Jalen Hurts during that season in terms of like them being on the same page. They never felt like they were, you know, getting rhythmic with the play calling and everything else. That does matter. That experience as a play caller, the ability to know the quarterback and understand it. Now, who knows? Maybe the Eagles have seen something. They've seen flashes of genius in Kevin Petullo. Maybe it's just so natural that he's so obviously ahead of the schedule, ahead of the curve, that they didn't even have to deliberate this.
So, well,
they didn't interview other people, yeah, which is another thing that sort of sticks in my craw. You've got an opportunity to bring in some outside minds and get some influences in here. I know that we're behind the eight ball a little bit because going to the Super Bowl.
They were behind a lot of time.
Time is a problem.
A lot, man. I mean, that is an issue.
But why would you not even try to bring in some outside viewpoints to gather information?
Okay, look, good question. Okay, let me give you my thoughts, and I'm going to address what you just said, John. I certainly want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494, because what you said is certainly very reasonable. So I want to circle back to something you said about 3 or 4 minutes ago, and it's basically about faith in the organization or trust in them, whatever. So my
benefit of
doubt is what you say. Yeah. Okay. So my lean right now is trust in Sirianni and Howie in a moment like this. Trust in Sirianni and Howie in a moment like this. That, you know, they've had a very successful track record. Now, let me be very clear. They're not infallible. They have made mistakes. Obviously, the Brian Johnson thing was a fiasco. So, too, by the way, was the Sean Desai thing. So, too, by the way, was the Matt Patricia thing. So, we shouldn't lose sight of the reality that very accomplished people can make some whoppers of some mistakes. In this one, did they? Candidly? You ready for my answer? I don't know. I have no idea. I know this. I would have loved to have an old head guy, and I'm just going to give a name. I'm not saying he's the right guy, like Marty Morningweg, who will never get hired again as a head coach, and say, if we get the right guy like Vic Fangio, mm-hmm, who's never going to get hired, he can be my guy with Sirianni for the next 5 to 10 years. No one's going to poach him. Like that, it's almost like Jeff Stoutland. If Jeff Stoutland was 35 years old, he'd probably be on his way to being a head coach. Mm-hmm. I don't know why no one ever hires him. I mean, I'd hire him as a head coach. No one ever. The guy never even gets a coordinator job. He's just permanent offensive line coach, and that's kind of a beautiful thing. So part of my disappointment is, man, it would have kind of been nice to get a, and I know you're not supposed to put ageism into, you know, hiring practices in America, and that can be illegal, but like a 60-year-old kind of would have been cool, because maybe you want to get poached if the Eagles have another successful season, which, let's be real, Kevin Petullo probably will. Look how many defensive coordinators the 49ers went through over the last 5 years. They had the guy that was the Jets guy. They had D'Amico Ryans. They kept losing him. You know, all right. So, what's my point? My point is, number one, I'm not sure if Petullo is the right guy or not. Number two, I wish old guy, ideally. Number three, though, I got to lean into a lot of trust on Sirianni and Howie. I think they've earned that. I do. And I am impressed, and we'll play the audio coming up shortly. I am impressed with things Sirianni said about Petullo when speaking about him recently, about what he's brought to the table.
Well,
so, you know,
I wonder, look, TJ Paganetti being hired away from here by Kellen Moore. TJ Paganetti, who's been on this staff for a long time as Jeff Stoutland's assistant.
Yeah.
I wonder if him being hired away by Kellen Moore contributed to this hire, because TJ Paganetti is like run game specialist junior. It feels like Kevin Petullo is pass game specialist, and they don't want him to go away. They
apparently
don't want
Stoutland,
him to be lost to another team the way we just lost TJ Paganetti. It is kind of messed up that this guy has been sort of custom, like he's been brought along by the man himself, Jeff Stoutland.
Yeah.
And now he's the offensive line coach for the Saints. Like, that's not cool to me.
Look, I always wonder.
He's a very talented coach. Yeah. We needed him. I do feel like part of why this why this OC is the OC is they're trying to throw him a bone because we just lost a really talented coach in TJ Paganetti. It like one doesn't necessarily directly have to do with the other.
You don't want to lose both is the
right.
point. Yeah.
You're well, just trying to hold on to talent where you can hold on to talent. He's not even necessarily cut out for this specific job perfectly.
Well, look,
he's talented. Well,
hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.